Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 227 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and this week I'm going to do a bit of an incineration festival because that's what's happening this weekend in London. Headlined by Triptychon doing a special Celtic Frost set. So to kick things off, it's going to be Celtic Frost with Into the Crypts of Rays.
Kill the rain.
So Celtic Frost, well, Triptychon are headlining up at the Roundhouse with Blood Incantation and a couple of other bands, and then various other venues around Camden, the Black Heart, Underworld and the Electric Ballroom. And straight after Celtic Frost there, that was Decapitated with Devaluation from their Anti-Cult album, and there they seem to be headlining the stage in the Electric Ballroom, I believe, this year. So really looking forward. It's some good weather and that's always a great day out in London. So a couple of covers, going to do it early tonight. Exodus have just released a cover of She's a Woman, He's a Man by Scorpions with Mark Osigua, is that how you pronounce it, from Death Angel and Vocals. Fairly good stuff, check this one out.
Down the street,
And the Exodus track was sent over by the nice people at Metal Blade. Always good to get to see what the new singles are coming from them. And straight after Exodus, that was Aishan from Emperor Fame with a cover of Rock and Roll is Dead by Lenny Kravitz. Very odd cover to pick, but I think he does a great job of it. It's interesting to hear that sort of brass section in there as well. So continuing on, more new stuff from coming across some Metal Blade. Next up is a band called Celestial Sanctuary, hailing from the UK, being formed around 2018-19, and doing that whole sort of Carcass Dying Fetus thing all going on there. Excellent stuff, liking what I'm hearing. This one's called Choking on the Rotting Seed.
We'll be right back.
And next up there was Sirith Ungol with Relentless, a live version, which comes from their forthcoming album, Live at the Roxy. And that was originally on the Dark Parade album. I think that was that the last album they'd done? I can't even remember. The last two sort of blend into one for me. They're not bad records, but they don't have a patch in their older stuff. But it's sad to see them packing up their bags as well. But at least got a chance to see them. So next up, Local Maniacs Acid Age, and they just released their new album the other week, Perilous Compulsion. I picked up a nice vinyl copy the other day there, down at, got it off of drummer Aaron. Very good stuff, sounds great. Intense, thrashy, few blast beats in there, and all sorts of madness going on the guitar end. So this is a track called State Your Business.
Or dies, push the button.
and label mates there. Sky Pilot with a track called Cluster Fun, which comes from their Simple Beast album from 2022, if memory serves me correct. And they just played their 200th show the other week there in the Voodoo. Still going strong. The guys have been around since early 2000s. And it's good to see they're still pumping out their brand of stoner rock. So back to Incineration, their latest album, Absolute Elsewhere, has been praised to the high heavens from prog rock magazine to people you wouldn't even think would listen to death metal. And spoke to a couple of people who have listened to it, apart from the vocals. It's great, you know, there's prog influence, there's the death metal thing going on there. I would have played something for them, but it's only really two tracks, one per side, sort of thing, two, three tracks. So I went for a track from their album before, The Hidden History of the Human Race, and this is a track called Slave Species of the Gods. We'll be right back. something a bit different after Blood Incantation. That was Black Braid, and this is a guy who's a Native American Indian, and seems a bit mad by all accounts, and there's been a bit of controversy of some getting hammered at festivals and stuff and spitting at security guards, but the music's good, so what can you do? And that's a track called The Spirit Returns from Black Braid 2, so I'm looking forward to seeing them at the weekend. So last weekend was the Kiva Tree Festival in Germany. I wish I could have been there to see Solitude Eternus. By all accounts, it was absolutely mind-blowing, and the whole weekend was just chock full of great bands, and the stuff that was streamed was really good. So I thought I'd play a couple of bands that I caught on the live stream. First up is Alien Force, Old Guys. This is a track called Get It Out, and it's from the Hell and High Water album from 1985.
I just want her to get out, find a place to scream
From Denmark up to Germany, that was Sacred Steel with Metal is War from their Bloodlust album from 2000, and their vocalist Garrett, he's in, I don't know how many bands he's in, they've got a couple of different bands I'm in. He was in Battle Roar for a while, and then Dawn of Winter, which is more of a doom sort of, it's well worth checking out as well. But Sacred Steel have been going since the mid 90s, lots of releases, and it's all that sort of Metal is War and lots of songs about steel and killing people, well worth checking out. So back to the Incineration Festival and a band I'm looking forward to, a band called Coffin Mulch. This is a track called Into the Blood, and it comes from the Spectral Intercession album.
Bye.
the day's going to be so jam-packed between the electric ballroom and the underworld. It's going to be hard to get to the Black Heart or the Devonish, because we're going to have to be up at the Roundhouse pretty early to get in to see blood incantations. It's about 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere around now, I think. It's going to be, you know, logistics and getting an oil kebab in between time, or Taco Bell, and maybe a few pints along the way. So we'll get to the Devo to see that second band there, which was Death Collector. So the only thing left for me to do is wish you farewell and enjoy this great weather, and maybe see some people at the incineration at the weekend, whatever else you're doing. Have a good time. And I'm going to finish off with the headliners from Keep It True, and that was Solitude Eternus. And this is a track called Opaque Divinity, which came from the In Depths of Sorrow album, which is their debut from 1991. And this was the first track after the intro. So enjoy this one. Until next time, look after yourselves. Yeah.
episode.